This week, we got our first look at likely Colorado River levels for the year, and the outlook could be better. The Colorado River Basin Forecast Center expects water supplies to be below average in 2020, despite a high snowpack. Luke Runyon of KUNC is in Colorado is here with us to explain why. Luke, good morning.
Good morning.
So when you say we have a high snowpack, of course, that sounds like our water future should be looking up. We often hear about that, but I guess it's not that simple.
Yeah, this is really the time of year where people throughout the Colorado River Basin are watching as storm after storm hits the Rocky Mountains with all sorts of hope and optimism, hoping that the increased snowpack is going to solve all of the Southwest water woes. But it's not quite as simple as that. So the Colorado Basin River Forecast Center put out its first official forecast yesterday. And even though snowpack in the southern Rocky Mountains is currently above average, the amount of water that's expected to yield from that snowpack and flow into the Colorado River's biggest reservoirs is actually projected to be below normal right now.
Well, that makes no sense to me. So this is when we have one of these wet, cold winters, then what is it? Luke, basically, is it because we've had such a drought for so long? Is that why we can't count on this? Or is there something else I'm missing there?
You basically can't just look at snowpack as the only factor that's going to affect how much water is going to be available. And what the forecasters say is a lot of this is related to not only the long-term drought, but in the fall of 2019, what's usually considered the monsoon season for the Southwest, those monsoonal rains that typically arrive in late summer and early fall, they just didn't happen last year. And that left a lot of areas of the Colorado River Basin parched. And so the soils are dried out, the ground is parched. And so when snow starts to melt, that soil sort of acts like a sponge and soaks up some of that snow melt before it can even reach rivers and streams and starts recharging that groundwater. And so that's what's affecting some of these, that lessened runoff.
I knew it was gonna come back to the monsoon. Okay, so Luke, so the dry soil is essentially soaking up the snowmelt before it hits the river. Could that stop at some point? Is there a point at which it's saturated and then you start getting this kind of snowpack and melt that you need?
Yeah, potentially. So we had a similar situation last year where we were coming off a really hot and dry summer, and there was all of this expectation that that there wasn't going to be, a plentiful runoff. And then at a certain point, the snowpack just took off, and there were really high levels, and the groundwater was able to recharge, and the soils were able to recharge, and you actually had a pretty good runoff year. And so I think that there is a level where the snow, keeps piling up and the melt-off continues to where you can recharge that and the runoff isn't as so bleak.
Luke, you were part of our coverage with the drought contingency plan and all that went into that. When it comes down to actually trying to look ahead for this sort of thing, and we, of course, think about what happens in Phoenix, how does this affect potentially what happens for water users in Phoenix and other places and other areas around the West that use this water?
It's hard to say because one year in the Colorado River Basin doesn't make or break the entire system. One good year does not save everything, and one bad year doesn't send the whole system spiraling into chaos. And so you really have to take a look at these multi-year segments and, a string of good years and a string of bad years. And the drought contingency plan was meant to hedge against the risk that's inherent in some of those strings of good years and bad years, particularly the bad years, these extended droughts that the Colorado River Basin has seen. And this year is going to be the first test of that drought contingency plan. States within the basin are going to be taking less water from the Colorado River, and that's spelled out in that agreement. It's kind of to be determined how well the reservoirs within the basin are going to be able to recover because of that plan and because of, a potentially not so great year for runoff.
All right. That is Luke Runyon with KUNC in Colorado here to explain all about the Colorado River Basin and its forecast this year. Luke, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.